St. Augustine is trying to get Florida to pay for the documentation of up to 57 civil rights sites. With state funding, the sites can get on the National Park Service Register of Historic Places. St. Augustine Projects planner Jenny Wolf says some of the sites may already be recognized for their historical significance, but not yet for their role in the civil rights struggle.
So they may already be listed on the National Register, so to speak. One of the sites on there is also the dining hall of the Ponce de Leon Hotel, and obviously that building is a national historic landmark.
But city officials aren't alone in documenting these sites. Accord, one of the largest civil rights groups in the area, worked for years to create a museum and a historic trail that includes many of the same landmarks the city is now nominating for national designations. In a written statement, an Accord spokeswoman says the group was not aware the city applied for the grant. Accord says its exclusion from the process drives a wedge between Black community-based organizations and the city. But Wolf says if the state approves the funding, the city will elicit the community's input.
What we'll need to do is establish a type of, I don't know if you want to call it a task force, but we'll definitely get people from the community, including Accord.
Wolf says it's likely the city will win the grant, but won't know until next spring after the legislature adjourns. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.